I know this may be abundantly obvious to most of you listening to this, but a lot of people haven't yet figured it out. The governments of the world are literally unleashing multiple waves of weapon systems and collapse schemes as acts of war against their own people. The governments of the world, in other words, are at war with humanity. And what's important to note here is that they're going to continue to attack us with new weapons until either they are dismantled and defeated or they achieve their goal of killing billions of people, maybe even as many as 7 billion people. Going back a couple of years, we saw the release of the gain-of-function weapon system, right? The gain-of-function, the spike protein nanoparticles released on New York City and northern Italy and so on. Then we saw the follow-up depopulation attempt with the weaponized so-called vaccines, which are gene therapy injections that turn people's bodies into bioweapons factories. And they failed. They didn't get the majority of the world to take the vaccine. And by the way, a lot of people figured out how to beat the spike protein with things like ivermectin, which of course the entire government, the establishment was trying to suppress the entire time. The medical journals, big tech, big media, all of it. They were trying to kill people by denying them treatment with something that would save lives and something that could counteract the spike protein. So what have they done now? Well, since that didn't work, they have gone on and they have launched a war with Ukraine and Russia. And they hope to escalate this into World War III. This war gives them the ability to collapse economic systems and unleash the food weaponization or food scarcity weaponization. So this is where they're picking up where the vaccine didn't do the job. So now they're just going to try to starve people to death with food scarcity over the next 1 to 2 years. And they will probably starve a billion people to death. But even that's not enough, you see. And yeah, the vaccines are going to kill over a billion people over time, but that's never enough for these globalists. So what else are they going to unleash? What else do they have up their sleeve? Well, the bioweapons. They've got the advanced bioweapons factories in Ukraine and all over the world, by the way. The United States funds bioweapons factories in, 25 countries? All over the world, building toxic nanoparticles, gain-of-function research, into these toxic particles that can be dropped on people and that cause horrific mortality and death, something on the order of 70% for some of these bioweapons, which are really nanoparticle weapons, by the way. So yeah, that's coming next. And they've even set up the narrative for it. The narrative is, oh, Putin got a hold of the bioweapons factories and then he unleashed them. No, that's what the West is planning on doing and then blaming Putin. Obviously. And then that's not the end of it either. That might kill another billion people or something. Who knows? Depends on how widespread they get it in terms of distribution. So they're going to have an economic collapse. They're going to have a fiat currency collapse, the dollar collapse, banking system, total collapse, and then cyber warfare. And maybe those go together. Maybe they attack the banking system to bring it down using deep state cyber warfare attacks, and then they blame Putin again. They always have a scapegoat. But they know that if they bring down the financial infrastructure domestically in America and other Western nations, that things will collapse into total social unrest and chaos within just a matter of a couple of days. They know the cities will burn. They know the rule of law will collapse, and then they can declare martial law, and they can suspend the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They can try to engage in gun confiscation. Maybe they can set off a civil war. It's all designed to take America down and to depopulate the planet. So understand, people, there's a lot more coming. They're not through, the globalists, they're not through unleashing weapons against humanity. They've got the cyber warfare coming. They've got the economic collapse coming. They've got food scarcity, global starvation coming. And who knows what else they're working on that we're not even aware of yet. Maybe they're going to activate the 5G cell towers in all the cities, and that's going to interact with everybody who's been vaccinated to where it kills them within hours or something. I mean, I don't know. I don't have any proof of that. I'm just throwing out ideas of the way evil globalists might operate. I mean, they've everything that they have is being turned against humanity. And you know they're going to have food rationing passports coming this year in America. Food rationing passports, just like vaccine passports, but now you have to sign up. You have to have it on your phone. You have to prove your identity in order to buy food. Never to vote, of course. You don't need any ID to vote because the Democrats have to keep rigging elections, but you're going to need an ID in order to buy food because the food is limited. You're going to be rationed. Well, the food's rationed to you. And you're going to have to use, by the way, the central bank digital currency system in order to buy that food. So get ready to be pushed into CBDCs. They're going to collapse the dollar. They're going to roll out food rationing. They're going to roll out food rationing passports. They're going to try gun confiscation. They're going to unleash a bioweapon. They're going to crash the banking system, all of it. It's just a sequence, you see. It's a sequence of how they plan to exterminate humanity. Now, I've interviewed a lot of guests. Probably in a year, a typical year, I probably interview 100 people. I've interviewed experts on bioweapons and experts on astronomy and Planet X, experts on, depopulation, even topics like extraterrestrials and so on. And the one thing that a lot of these experts have in common is that they tell me that the globalists are taking orders from something or someone. And another theory is that it's an alien AI system, by the way. That's a valid theory. And that the globalists are, they have been ordered to achieve global extermination at a very rapid pace. So they're all in a hurry. There's an urgency behind this. So if you're wondering, what's the urgency? What is going on? So I've interviewed people who have theories like, the Planet X is coming and Planet X is going to cause global cataclysms. In fact, I think Bart Sabrell is one of the people I interviewed about this. I'm going to have him back on to focus on this topic. I've also interviewed John Moore, the Liberty Man, and other people. So the theory is that the globalists know that a cosmic event is coming. They don't want to tell anybody about it. They know it's going to kill most of the population, and they know it's coming soon, like in the next couple of years or so. And therefore, these same globalists, they've told themselves that they need to mass exterminate humanity before this event happens as a kind of a mercy killing. To say, this is merciful to kill people softly and quietly with vaccines instead of having the whole world collapse into chaos and starvation and violence following Planet X cataclysm, you know, and the total breakdown of society and Mad Max conditions and so on. Okay, so that's one of the explanations. Is it the right one? I don't know. I've interviewed a lot of different experts. They have a lot of different theories. There are theories out there that extraterrestrials want planet Earth for themselves. I've spoken about why that would be, because Earth has liquid water. Earth has a special location in the cosmos, a very special location. The cosmic geography or geolocation of our planet is rather unique for reasons I'm not going to go into here. But Earth also possesses key minerals and key biodiversity and so on. So that's another theory, is that they've decided humanity no longer deserves planet Earth, that humanity has failed the test, failed to take care of the planet, you know, with all the ecological destruction and the nuclear weapons testing and the microplastics pollution of the oceans, the heavy metals poisoning of the soils, I don't know, the geoengineering, the chemtrails, everything. And so maybe a decision has been made that humanity just isn't worth keeping alive on a cosmic scale. That's another theory. There's also then the biblical / demonic theory, you know, God versus Satan, and that this is Satan's last desperate effort to destroy the planet. And there's no doubt in my mind that Satan is involved in a lot of this, and that this is actually, these are the end times, and we're living out the four horsemen of the apocalypse right now, which seems to be quite accurate. Seems like we are, doesn't it? You know, plagues and economic collapse and war and, you know, pestilence and everything, famine, you know, it's all four horsemen. But then again, maybe the author of the book of Revelation, John on the island of Patmos, maybe he saw all of this coming for different reasons as well, or maybe there's more than one reason involved in all of this. Maybe it's Satan and it's Planet X or something. Who knows? I don't know the answers to all of this. None of us do, but we can see that the globalists are in a big hurry. They are desperate to mass murder humanity at a record pace, and they're doing everything they can to carry this out as quickly as possible. This is why they want nukes. They want bioweapons. They want global famine. They want food crop failures and fertilizer failures and financial system shutdowns and collapse. And that's why all their decisions are moving in this direction. First thing Joe Biden did when he, you know, rigged the election and occupied the White House as an enemy force against America, the first thing he did was he signed an executive order that canceled the Keystone XL pipeline. Why would he do that? Because it's always been about shutting down the infrastructure, shutting down energy, shutting down, you know, pipelines, and declaring essentially economic warfare against America. That's what's happening. And it's all in order to achieve depopulation. And don't forget, these are the same people who build self-replicating, genetically targeted vaccine bioweapon systems, which they're not even vaccines. They're just called vaccines. But that has been unleashed upon our world. So the reason I'm saying all this is, if you think that if we resist or if we survive this thing, that we're all going to be okay and that the governments are going to go back to caring about us and taking care of the people, and that governments are inherently good. They've just been, you know, handed a bad deck of cards or whatever. If you think governments are going to go back to the days when they actually cared about the people and weren't trying to mass murder you, then I'm sorry, you're living in a delusional fairy tale. If these governments fail to kill you now, they'll try again later or soon. They're going to keep trying until they mass murder all of humanity, or until humanity wakes up and stops them. This is global warfare, and it's the extinction of the human race that is at stake here. Again, if we don't defeat and dismantle the globalists, the human race, by and large, ceases to exist because they will wipe it out. That's the honest assessment of where we are. No one is coming to help us, probably, except, I guess, in the very end, God. But we don't know when that's going to happen. Until that day comes, we're on our own. So we got a lot to cover in the days ahead. I'll post intel as I get it, or assessments as I get them. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com and brighteon.com. God bless you. Prepare, be safe, get ready.